All right, Bill, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. We've been talking about Bike Charlotte. Let's expand on that idea just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Let's just bike across the United States a couple of times. And later on, we'll do it again just for fun.
Don, I'm going to ask you a question. How many promises did you keep that you may have made when you were 18 years old?
Depends on who you talk to. I think I probably missed out on a few of them.
Well, listen, we're going to invite our next guest that we're so excited about. Of course, Don Yeager over there, Bill Barty over here. We, the outdoor guys here on WBT, are also famous for hanging our hat at Jesse Brown's. And Jesse Brown's in the Sharon Corner Shopping Center in the heart of the South Park Shopping District has a franchise that it's so very proud of, and it is called Storyteller's Night. Come hear your neighbor's adventure. The next one, the lineup, is May 17th. That goes from 6 to 8. We'll have snacks and drinks on hand. The three stories, Across the Atlantic by Gil Middlebrooks, Of Petals and Promises by Paul Neal, and Witness to the Miracle by Jim Whitaker. So, Don, per that your intro and per that song intro, Paul Neal, Of Petals and Promises is going to tell us about his 18-year-old adventure and then his 68-year-old adventure. Paul Neal, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors with the Outdoor Guys.
Thank you.
So, Paul, I don't know about Don, but I don't know if I've kept any of my 18-year-old promises. But when you were 18 years old, you grew up in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and you were a bit of, I guess, would you call it a hellraiser of sorts?
Yeah, I guess I was. Pretty bad.
So, along in your hell-raising youth, as we shall call it, you graduated some way, somehow, from school, and then you took off on an adventure. And it wasn't just a Bike Charlotte adventure. It was, as Don said, Bike Across the America adventure. Tell us how, as an 18-year-old Paul Neal, that came about.
Well, that kind of thing, you just, the idea, I had ridden the summer before. I rode down to Tampa, Florida in 5 days. It's 560 miles, and I figured, well, wouldn't it be something if I rode all the way across the country? So I planned the next year. Of course, as an 18-year-old, you don't do a lot of planning. You just say, oh, heck, I can do that. And that was more or less the way I did it. I didn't actually train for it specifically to get ready like I have this past time. This past summer, I rode the second time across. And, of course, I prepared for a year and lost 25 pounds, which I've probably gained back now. And that was my big commitment, was to see if I can get from one side of the country to the other. And a lot of people didn't think I could. My sisters were probably, oh, he'll never do it. He'll never do it. So a couple things like that. Of course, this trip, it was my wife who said, honey, you're not 18 anymore. You're 68 years old. You're not going to be able to do this.
So when you were 18,
you... If I train for it, I believe I can. So I pretty much rode my bike every day. I mean, I'd go with groups. There are all kind of groups around Charlotte that, you know, you can look up on the internet, and you can find out where they are and how fast they go, and you can kind of tailor your ride to what you want to do. So I just basically rode all the time.
So the first time you did this, you were 18 years old, you were spontaneous, and at the end of it, you said, gosh, I'm going to do that again in 50 years?
I never expected to be here. And that was kind of one of those promises where, well, I can say that because that ain't going to ever happen. But anyway, it turned out that 2 years ago, a friend of mine said, you know, remember when you made that bike trip, you said you were going to make another bike trip, and I was going, you remember that? And he said, yeah. So anyway, I got kind of pressured into it. Like, it was one of my things is you got to have a goal sitting out there for your life, and if you don't, I'm not good without goals. So I've got to have something that I'm working towards all the time, and that was a big one. And I made it. I basically went about the same way down the southern part of the country and across Texas, a lot of deserts. And it was fascinating. It was easier, actually, the second time than the first time because I actually trained.
Now, did
so a 68-year-old in shape versus an 18-year-old that says, heck, I can do that, is probably going to be less suffering as a 68-year-old, which I did not, I didn't hurt as bad the second time across as I did the first time.
Were you able to contact any of the same people that you met along the way 50 years ago?
Well, one in particular that I wanted to contact was Clint Eastwood. The first trip that I made across the country, he was staying in a hotel close to mine. He was making that movie, Hang 'Em High. And, of course, the guys at the desk at the told me that don't bother going over there. You're never going to meet Clint Eastwood. And so I decided that, well, we'll see. So I went over and ended up talking to Alan Hale, who was in the lobby at that time. And
that's the skipper. That's the skipper from Gilligan's, the Gilligan television show, right? Alan Hale.
Yeah, he was the captain on Gilligan's Island. And he said, you want to talk to Clint? And I said, yes, of course. And he said, now, he's a busy guy. Don't bother him too long. I said, okay, that's fine. So we went to the bar, and he was sitting there with two women having a martini, and I thought to myself, that's busy. Boy. So, I mean, busy to some people is not the same as busy to other people.
Was that hotel still there?
Pardon?
Was that hotel still there?
No, it wasn't. It had since shut down. No, it wasn't there. But I thought maybe he would hear about it. Well, the way we got all this media now where a lot of people, you know, the find out about all kind of stuff on the Internet, Facebook and whatnot. And I did Facebook every day.
If you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, the voice of our guest there is Paul Neal. He's one of our storytellers at Jesse Brown's. We have Storytellers Night on May 17th, and Paul's story of Petals and Promises is going to chronicle his 1967 ride across America when he was 18 years old and made a promise at the end, if he lived long enough, that he would celebrate the 50th anniversary in 2017. And he did that last year as he retraced his steps. And Paul, there's a lot of changes that have happened across our country, not just in hotels and motels. A lot happened in Clint Eastwood's career from 1967 to 2017. But you also went through the South part of the country. So I don't know. Back then, the civil rights movement was in full effect, the road from mm-hmm. Montgomery to Selma, but that's not the way you went. You kind of went backwards. You went Selma to Montgomery.
That's right. Just a year after they had that march, I used that same exact route.
And so you came back through. A ton has changed in that regard. I like to read, and of course, Michael Gordon chronicled your ride in a Charlotte Observer article last year where you talked about no training, left Rock Hill on a bike with two white T-shirts, a pair of bike shorts, and some tennis shoes you bought at the hometown Belk, and off you went.
That's right. You don't wear tennis shoes to ride a bicycle now.
And you're going to tell about that story, but one of the things, and Mr. Gordon of the Charlotte Observer contacted this man, but you were credited with a life-saving event as an 18-year-old pedaling across the country. Tell us about that.
Well, I got caught in a big sandstorm, and I was seeking shelter myself, and there was only one gas station in the middle of nowhere, and I went in there, and a fellow came running across the field and said, my friend, he's trapped, he's under a building blew over on him, and I said, oh my goodness. Well, so I ran out there, and of course, I picked it up, I pulled up on it, the wind actually pulled it off of him once it caught underneath there, and there was a kid that was suffocating. He really couldn't breathe, so we called an ambulance, and he went to the hospital. But I just remembered that same guy sent me a text when I was coming through Las Cruces, New Mexico, and said, thanks for saving my life. He's a doctor now. He's 60 years old. So things happen. Time goes by.
Now, well, tell us about the safety. Did you feel safer this time or the first time as far as traffic and things like that around you?
Well, actually, the first time you don't have a cell phone. I didn't wear a bicycle helmet. Pretty much just winging it. And this time, you know, I had all the snap-on shoes and the whole nine yards. But that makes a lot of difference. And just having a cell phone, you know, now you can just Google the map and then you can hit a bicycle icon on there and it'll take you on the back roads. And so that made it very easy. I didn't have to look at a map at all. Just follow the blue line. That's all I had to do and make it to the next place.
Head down and pedal, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty simple, actually. I had somebody doing all the coordinating of the hotels, and they would book them, you know, the day before I'd get there, and I'd get a text that night saying where I'm going the next day.
Now it takes a lot of fuel to do this. Tell us what the best meal was that you ate on each trip.
Oh, my. Well, the second trip, it was a barbecue place that I stopped to get water at. It was in Texarkana, Texas, I think. And they gave me anything I wanted to eat. Of course, I didn't ask for it for free. I was going in there to get water, but the guy decided to feed me. And they wouldn't charge me a dime. And that was the best meal that I've ever had. It was macaroni, cheese, baked beans, and chicken.
It's,
I love chicken.
It is too good. Well, chicken's good for the soul, and you're good for the soul, too. We look forward to you being there in the story of Petals and Promises by Paul Neal. Paul, thank you for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors. We'll see you soon.
Okay, see you then.
We'll be back with more of the Outdoor Guys, Don Yeager, Bill Barty, and the Carolina Outdoors on WBT.